For life.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the Microphone Messiah. We are back. Another edition of the BC. Katie and Brandon are here. Hello.
Hey there.
What's up?
Thank you for the delay. We're back. Got to talk some wrestling. This is going to be a kind of a rapid fire episode. We're on a time crunch. So SmackDown, CM Punk's promo. This is kind of finally like the spicy Punk that we've been waiting for. Came out there, made a reference to punching people backstage, obviously a reference to what happened in AEW.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, made reference to the tribal chief, talked about Seth, didn't mention it by name, but said he wasn't even the man in his own relationship. Thoughts?
Well, obviously, I loved it. I'm a huge CM Punk fan, and I always have been. I'm incredibly happy to see him back in WWE. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been on, so his promos have been fire lately, and I'm really excited to see where this is going to go.
I mean, the SmackDown one, it was a step up, I think, from his original one. It still was kind of like a little bit of nothing, where he kind of was just talking for the sake of talking and didn't like really dive deep into it like what we got on Raw. But as I said, better than Raw, the first Raw, but still kind of, he didn't say too much on SmackDown.
No, just kind of dipping his toes in. Cody Rhodes had a promo thanking the troops and everything. That was great. He had a backstage interaction with CM Punk. That was interesting to watch. Then moving on, LA Knight and Randy Orton defeat the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso. Solo ditching the traditional look and got some kick pads there. I was like, all right, right on. Fun match overall. Randy RKO's Jimmy gets the win. You saw the look on LA Knight's face. Like, now he really wanted to be the one to finish the job. Brandon, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, so it was just a fine match at the end. You know, it's a tribute to the troops show inside of a SmackDown. So, you know, you're going to get the happy ending after all of this. And yeah, I mean, it was fine. But since it being tribute to the troops, it wasn't nothing too crazy. I don't know if you can call like it obviously wasn't out of canon, but they kind of, it's a little different of a SmackDown than what we're used to in terms of like the presentation.
I don't know. I think it still managed to progress the story even while being a tribute to the troop show.
Absolutely. I mean, those tribute to the troop shows, like the early ones, you know, just be like fun loving. Sure, you may have like some storyline things happen, but I think they did well here. Orton talking to Nick Aldis backstage, handed him a check for $100,000. Nick's like, no, it's just $50,000. And then Randy's like, that's for the next time, alluding. They're like, no, I'm probably going to have to do this again. So I thought that was a nice touch. The United States title tournament, Bobby Lashley defeats Karrion Kross. Haven't really seen too much of Karrion Kross. It was nice to see him on screen. I mean, when he came back, like he just came back in that Roman Reigns segment. He attacked Drew McIntyre. Thought we were going to be doing something. Still nothing. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe you just have to keep waiting. We had to wait a little bit for LA Knight. Maybe you have to wait a little bit for Karrion Kross.
We got to bide our time. I think Triple H is formulating something really good with Karrion Kross.
We've been waiting a long time. I think we're still going to be waiting for Karrion Kross. Bobby Lashley, you know, a military background, so he was going to get a good reaction. I don't know if it's time to kind of, you know, change course and do, you know, I think they're going to try to make him a heel, but I think at this point you might have to literally save face and just have them be babyface at this point.
It's still TikTok with Karrion Kross. We shall see. All right. Chris Jericho, Country Heart Christmas. It's a little movie that he's going to be in. Go check that out on your local listings. Go Google it, probably even stream it. Trent Seven and Kushida have signed with TNA. Some interesting pickups for them, man. Trent Seven, you know, Mustache Mountain, did the damn thing during the black and gold version of NXT when it was white hot. And then Kushida, we know what he's done in New Japan and everything. I mean, his NXT run, it was all right. It was okay. But I'm excited to see what both of these people can do with TNA. Fresh set of talent, fresh matches for him. Kushida in the X Division is going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, two solid veterans that can lend a helping hand to TNA. You know, I know TNA doesn't exactly have like a full-fledged feeder system over there, but they probably can teach and help a lot of the young talent and still put on a good product when called upon.
Katie, any thoughts? All right. CM Punk's first match has been announced. He will wrestle at the traditional Madison Square Garden show the day after Christmas. He's wrestling Dirty Dom.
I'm so excited for that.
It seems like Dom's become the guy to kind of have matches with guys, you know, to get them ready for certain things.
It's like he's a gatekeeper.
In a way, I mean, that's kind of like what Ziggler was when he was there. He'd be the guy to go do that and stuff. So I'm happy for Dirty Dom to get in there with a Pepsi Phil, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, shout out. Well, you know, gotta get your sea legs back. You know, it's been so long since he's been in a wrestling ring, like a whole 3 months since he tried to punch Jack Perry in the face.
Allegedly, of course. All right. Moving on from that.
I also don't want to be that guy, but I believe it's at the Kia Forum, not at MSG.
Madison Square Garden posted it.
All right. I mean, originally they posted Kia Forum was his first match back. And if they posted another thing, you know, hand up, I was wrong. But I thought Kia Forum posted something first.
We'll have to check the tape. Charlotte was apparently injured. Brandon, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, she had her match on SmackDown with Asuka, and they went up to the top rope in like an awkward fall, and she was clutching at her knee. I tried to like rewind it back a few times because I saw she got hurt before I watched SmackDown. And I mean, obviously it's like awkward, but it's nothing like a plant and twist type of fall. So I don't know exactly what the case may be. But after the fact, you know, she was heavily limping on it, and they tried to get to the finish. It didn't look great, you know, kind of Austin Owen-esque at a SummerSlam. But I mean, I haven't heard any update yet on like the severity of it, but you know, sometimes you can hurt something kind of bad in the moment and then give it a couple days for the swelling to go down and the pain, and it's not too serious. But I think they got some plans for Charlotte at WrestleMania, so hopefully this doesn't derail those.
Hopefully it does not. NXT Deadline was this past weekend. Said we're gonna do predictions, and then you know, I kind of had something to do Saturday night. So Brandon, you're still the champ. How do you feel, man?
Well, you know, it's so great. I complained and complained about how I had to defend an NXT, and I still walked out champ. So, you know, that's just what I do.
It's just the nature of the beast. NXT Deadline, Iron Survivor Challenge, Trick Williams, 90 seconds left to have a comeback like that, like the 2016 Cavs. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, I believe if he scored, what, four straight near falls, so I believe that would be like the 0-4 Red Sox, but...
Who's watching baseball? Yeah, great for Trick Williams. Fantastic. Ilya and Baron Corbin, they did the damn thing. Woman's Iron Survivor Challenge was nice. Carmelo and Lexus King, straight to business. Good stuff.
Hopefully everybody listened to me and bet the mortgage on Ilya Dragunov. I'm still champion. I will still be doing predictions until WrestleMania. You're welcome, everybody.
Bro, you just you.
Some people on this podcast were like, "So it's, you know, Baron Corbin all day. He's gonna win the thing." You know, shout out BC.
Well, look, man. Eventually, we have to get like when people say wins and losses don't matter in this. I mean, on this stage, yes, because like he'll get another opportunity at something. Then we just kind of won't care. And then you, know, I mean, I'll care because you know I love Baron Corbin. And then boom, he'll win and be like, "Oh wow." So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. Baron Corbin on the Sam Roberts podcast this week. Go give that a listen.
Not only that, but Baron Corbin also next day was at the Kansas City Chiefs game and hanging out with Taylor Swift. So, really, who's the real winner here?
More importantly, he was hanging out with Maxwell Jacob Friedman, Iron Claw premiere.
Also that.
Yes, out of MJF, John Cena together. John Cena posted the Burberry print. Things are happening.
Things are happening.
The bidding war is right around the corner. It's in a few weeks.
Whatever happened to that?
We have to wait and see. Katie, you have any thoughts on NXT Deadline?
CM Punk
showed up.
Yeah, CM Punk showed up. I thought it was really great. Watching Dom get just stripped of the title was excellent. So that was a lot of fun.
He really helped.
He
that
did.
Thing. And it helped him. It was a great partnership. I loved it. It was time. I hate Wesley got hurt. You know. They probably could have sent him to the moon, as Cameron Grimes would say. But, yeah, we'll have to see. Sanity had a little reunion at an indie show. So, you know, Eric Young and Wolf and, oh my God, what's the other gentleman's name? Why am I blank? Alexander Wolf, Eric Young, and Killian Dane, Big Damo. Yes. They were all back together again. That was nice to see. Yeah, but you never know when they might pop up. Does Eric Young, is he still doing stuff with Impact or TNA? Do we know? Do
I
we know
believe
him?
he is still on TNA. On TNA.
It'd be nice
Don't
to see.
exactly know what he's doing, but I think he's over there.
Be nice to see them go there. Let's go into the fan mail in Brightest Day X, the Hall of Famer.
Mr. X, who day?
He says, thoughts on the report that CM Punk would eventually like to take over, no pun intended, running NXT when Shawn Michaels decides to step down. I didn't know about this until he wrote this in. I don't think that's.
I mean, I don't know what kind of reporting has been on this, but I know CM Punk was at NXT yesterday and he's been taking a bunch of photos, and they've been posted on there. So I don't know if it's just speculation or if there's actual some real, stuff along to it. But I mean, CM Punk throughout his entire career, like you can say what you want about like CM Punk the person, he's always like if he sees talented people, he is going to help them out and like he'll help the younger generation out. And so I could see him doing something like that if everything in WWE, doesn't blow up.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He also says, whose story gets finished first, CM Punk's or Cody's? Well, Drew McIntyre and Raw said it's time for him to finish his story. So now it's kind of like a which one of those three is going to do it?
It's a race to finish the story.
Yes. Should I have a story to finish? Should I just throw my name in that?
Everyone has a
Go
story to
ahead. Everyone
finish.
has a story to finish. Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
I think
yes,
the
yes,
fact that
yes.
CM Punk's story is just him main eventing a WrestleMania, I think that's going to happen this year or next year. So I think that'll happen before Cody wins his title match against Roman, because that's probably going to be night two,
Well, no,
Cody
Cody's
before.
story is winning the WWE title. He doesn't have to beat Roman Reigns to do that.
But who holds the WWE title?
Roman Reigns. I mean, somebody else could beat Roman and then Cody could beat them. Like that's a possibility. But let's not rule that out. Let's not
I'm
rule
rolling
that.
it out. I'm rolling it out right now.
I mean, bro, like people thought he was gonna walk out of 39 with it. Nope,
Unless
didn't happen.
Dwayne is walking through that door,
Well,
it's
if he's
Cody.
If he walks through that, I mean, I think, bro, like I said it before Cody won the Rumble that Roman was going to hold this title until 40. People thought I was crazy. And here we are. I think Cody goes up to bat again and loses again. At WrestleMania,
Well, I just need you to put your money where your mouth is. When push comes to shove at WrestleMania, you'd better be picking Roman Reigns.
Hey. Never been against my tribal chief. Well, hey, let's not do any of that here. I don't do that, you know. He also says, who takes Charlotte's place now if she's injured and will be out for a few months? We still don't know the status of her injury, so let's wait on that. And then he also says Nikita Lyons is back. Good God.
Respectfully, of course.
She's amazing.
Respectfully, of course. Yes. Let's go into the Raw recap. Punk signs with Monday Night Raw. So this. He talked about he could go to SmackDown, could go to NXT. So this is finally where we've wanted it to be. You know, Seth came out there, and this is what we've been wanting. The kind of the victory lap tour, if you will, the happy to see you tour is kind of settling down. I mean, it's not like settling down because people are still making noise, but like we're finally starting to get into some storyline, and this is what needed to happen in AEW when he came back. You should have just sat everybody down, and at All In, you should have done Punk versus Kenny, but they didn't do that. They could have made a shit ton of money. They didn't want to do that. That's fine. You could have done CMFTR versus the Elite. I mean, there are so many avenues we could have went down, but they didn't do any of that. Anyway,
Agreed.
like it is what it is. Seth Rollins' promo was great. It kind of gave him a different vibe, and I like that. He just said straight up, like, I don't like you. You tried to tear this place down. This is not your home. This is my home. And we all know this is your last chance. I love that he said that. Katie, what are your
Yeah.
thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I agree with every single thing you just said. I mean, yeah, AEW could have done all of those things, but they didn't. And look at where we are now. Now we've got CM Punk back in WWE. We're getting this storyline with Seth Rollins. I'm really excited for it. I'm excited to see what sort of vitriol comes out of Seth Rollins' mouth because you know that he can spit on the mic. This is going to be dynamite, and I can't wait to see where it ends up.
This is Raw, Katie.
Yeah, yeah, this isn't Dynamite.
Ha ha.
A collision with words, if you will. Don't go on a rampage.
Her.
Yeah, don't
her.
Go
Seth
on a
is going to go on a rampage.
You're going to go on a rampage God. And lay off the SmackDown. Woo. Yeah.
But, yes. You know, the higher-ups told me, you know, got to be quick, so I'm not going to psychoanalyze everything. But, I mean, Seth Rollins basically just did the Hangman Page promo before Double or Nothing. But that's... this time, Seth actually got, like, approval and, you know, went through the proper avenues and stuff like that. And Seth Rollins cares and wants to make money, I don't think, unlike Hangman Page.
I'm glad that, well, the reports say there was no script, so I don't know about that. But, like, look, I'm glad you said that. It is similar to that. And I love that. I love we're getting those similarities. Also, Punk drawed on, like, the arena he was in, debuted in that arena, was world champion in that arena, left the company in that arena. Also had his first UFC fight in that arena. So, you know,
apparently Stardust debuted at that arena too.
Yes. A lot of similarities there, man. A lot of similarities there. Good stuff. But there's something weighing over. So Adam Pearce said Drew McIntyre at the day one edition of Monday Night Raw has an opportunity against Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. We may not get Rollins versus Punk. It may not be for a championship. We have this match. And then also Damian Priest is still looming out there with the briefcase and he has to cash in successfully. He has to. If he doesn't, it ruins the briefcase.
I think, you know, adding CM Punk to the Royal Rumble is, I think, the perfect thing for the Rumble, because I think at this point, everyone just kind of assumes Cody was going to win. And I think Punk has a legitimate chance at winning the Rumble. And if he wins the Rumble, he has a good reason for going after Seth instead of ducking, quote unquote, Roman. Because if you win the Rumble, you should go after Roman if you want to, like, you know, be the champion and be the top guy. But CM Punk is so petty, he would go after Seth. So I think it makes perfect sense to do that. But then once again, we go back to how do you get Cody to SmackDown and all that other stuff. But I think that they've set themselves up for a very intriguing Rumble. If you have, if Drew signs and whatever, you get it down to Cody, CM Punk, Drew, Gunther, or whoever you want to put in that fourth spot. I think they can have a very good finale to the Royal Rumble this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mex Mendoza, former Bullet Cast champion. So, Carlos, quick question.
Yes.
Final four in the 2024 Royal Rumble.
Final four, Shinsuke Nakamura, John Cena, Randy Orton, and CM Punk.
That's exactly who I have, too.
No Cody Rhodes. Wow. Okay. All right. We're getting spicy. I like this.
I mean, if you want, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. You get Cody in there early. He won it at 30 last year. He's like, oh, he's going to make a run for it this time. And then he gets dumped. And then everyone's like, oh, I guess Cody isn't going to win. So then that kind of gets a lot of intrigue. But then that also kind of is like, okay, Cody's on it. Then Punk is probably going to win it. But Katie, I'm not opposed to possibly having Cody out of there.
Final four in the Royal Rumble. Who do you have?
I mean, I'm kind of boring. I really think it's going to be Rhodes, Punk, Gunther, and McIntyre.
What about LA Knight?
A returning Brock Lesnar is always a good idea.
That is
true. You know, I think top five, LA Knight will be in there, but I don't know.
This has the opportunity to be the most stacked Royal Rumble of all time.
Agreed.
Logan Paul's out there. Brock Lesnar can come back. You have Drew.
Fresh Sami Zayn.
Chad Gable could make a run. Chad Gable could be the Iron Man this time. You know, like Ricochet's kind of stepped up. You know, Shinsuke's on a different level right now. That doesn't even
account for, you know, people who were going to have come back like legends, because usually they do one or two legends.
Sure, sure. You can't do that. Like Jey Uso's
a
possibility.
I mean, they're not going to win, but.
No.
Where's the Rumble at this year? It's not Houston.
It's Tampa, right?
Tampa. There's a thousand old wrestlers you can dust off that live down in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting. The Judgment Day attack. R-Truth.
Poor R-Truth.
I think R-Truth and the Judgment Day would have been fantastic.
Agreed. Add a little bit of extra oomph to the Judgment Day. I would have loved to see him and Mommy go at it. That would have been fun.
Well, pizzazz. Mommy decimated Maxine Dupri.
Oh, yeah.
That was... Oof. That was not pretty.
That was... I mean...
I didn't realize Maxine Dupri was so tall.
She's 5'9". Yeah, she's very tall. Cody Rhodes versus Shinsuke ends with the Miz. The Creed brothers helping out the American Nightmare. Okay.
Were the Creeds like the only people backstage? Because didn't they come out like two times during the show? Listen, we gotta
give them some TV time somehow.
Let's build up that you know, their number one contenders. Gotta get them on screen more before they have this match and take the titles, because I think we need to do that.
Yeah,
you take the titles, they have a nice little run. Street Profits take them at Mania. Boom. Done.
Bam. Bam win. Thank you, ma'am.
Becky and Nia's promo was really good. You know, Nia said she created the man and she's going to be the woman to destroy him. I was like, okay, I like that. I like that. We get spicy on the mic on Raw. I like that. Brandon, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was a decent promo. You know, they had some real life stuff they can work off of, going back to the iconic shot, and they actually didn't have it blacked out this time. Usually when they do the retro for Becky's face, it's always blacked out. You don't see the actual blood, but this time you saw the color. And I thought it was good. I don't know if this is like a Raw feud to where they're going to kind of have like a special New Year's or whatever, and they kind of have it main event or be like a staple for it.
They just stacked that day one Raw as like a pay-per-view. I think that's the way to go. Have the tag title match on there. Have the world title match on there. Have Becky and Nia, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, well, because that falls on a Monday, which is January 1st. There's a lot of college football on that day, so it would make sense for them to want to load up on it. So they're in some tough competition on that day. I'll just say that. But it makes sense to load it up. And I don't think you can get two more or whatever, a month and a half more out of these two.
Ladies and gentlemen, SPS. Journey Fatu.
Call me the Odyssey of Death.
The new era is savage. Big Toco.
Phenomenal brand. Stuff coming out for sale soon. Hello?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Looking fly, guys.
The Deacon
right here.
All right. I'm going to go sell your merch. All right.
There we go.
To all the audio listeners out there, fantastic merch the fellas are wearing right now.
Sell merch.
Sorry. No cussing.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Wow, Philip is able to cuss on the show. I try to limit my cussing, and I get yelled at.
They don't know.
For our audio listeners, we're getting a sneak preview. We're getting a sneak preview of the phenomenal brand, which is pretty cool.
Guys, let's swap a fatu. I can do whatever I want.
I was repping the brand. I was talking about how great the brand's gonna be.
Oh, Katie's putting over your brand. She says she's gonna sell your merch
for the brand.
He appreciates you.
I got you, boo.
Look at the quality, real quick. Look at this. Flip.
I can't wait to see it in person on December 16th.
Absolutely, Journey.
I'm talking about blankets in the back.
Blankets.
It looks super soft.
It's comfy. This
is like a little shirt on the inside.
Super soft.
Makes you want to go.
Great Christmas present. Keep you warm.
Drop at the new year. Phenomenal brand. We've sold out already. Make sure y'all get that when the next drop happens. Nine. Hoana. All right. We've talked about Raw's getting to AEW. God, there's promos are happening, huh? Brandon, why don't you take us through it?
Oh, well. Of course, Philip, you know I will. So they started off Samoa Joe insinuating that this time Hangman Page is the devil because there's a beer bottle and blah, 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 blah. So then Hangman defends himself. Then Roderick Strong comes out. They yell at each other. It ends up we have a Strong and Hangman match, which obviously Hangman wins. But the majority of it was Samoa Joe and Hangman Page kind of going back and forth. That I thought it was a decent little promo to start, continuing on with Samoa Joe, you know, keeping strong with MJF, no MJF on the show at all, but you know, dangling a little carrot out there that maybe Hangman is the devil, which would get squashed at the very end of the show when Hangman gets attacked by the devil's goons. We actually see the devil in the parking lot, and Hangman gets attacked and put through a windshield. I don't know if it was real glass or not, so maybe Jack Perry is the devil, but yeah, that was kind of the overall. Not overarching, because a lot of it was CC matches, but
I see something on here that upsets me. Moxley beat Swerve, huh?
Well, we're saving that for the very
No. F all that. See, I knew it was too good to be true. I knew what they were doing with Swerve was too good to be true.
Well, everyone, let Philip rant and rave about a match he did not see.
No, I didn't have to see it. It's the principle. they were finally doing something right. I was somewhat starting to come around on Tony Khan, but no. Oh my god.
So I mean, I will rant and rave about this match. It was a good match. I mean, they hyped it up. I thought Swerve honestly cut like one of the best promos he's cut in AEW, and they made it feel like this big deal. Two guys, top of the block. We're gonna have a match to see who's gonna be the leader and basically qualify for the final round. And then at the end of the day, we get Moxley hits Swerve with a roll up, pulls the tights. Swerve's shoulder was obviously up, and they pointed out very quickly, Taz did. So I think that's going to be the story. But this also goes back to what I've been saying about AEW and Tony Khan in general. Just like, don't be afraid to book wins and losses. Like, I think they, with this tournament, they're like, oh, there's going to be no interference. So that's, everything's clean wins and losses. So it's okay. But no, I think Swerve is perfectly fine if he just loses clean to Moxley. You tell the story and he beats Moxley again in the finals or in the quarterfinals, whatever the structure of this tournament is. Because I think that's what they're going. That's what they're going to do. Moxley beat him here, and then Swerve can have the bounce back and beat him like when it really matters. But I just think this was just such a cop-out finish for them to beat Swerve like this.
It was. Can't believe they did that.
Just I'm terrible. I mean, a lot of Continental Classic tournament matches on here, and it kind of just showcases how it's so top-heavy with Jay Lethal. Obviously losing a
Top
Roosh.
Heavy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is top heavy? I don't know. I was wondering if you knew, because I don't.
Okay, I don't know. You were asking me the question.
I was asking you the question.
But yeah, Roosh beats Lethal. Obviously knew that was going to happen. Jay White beats Briscoe. We knew that was going to happen. We also had Andrade and King, Brody King, which is probably the best match of the night, just because it was a straightforward match between two guys who you didn't know which way it was going to go. And Andrade hits King with a turnbuckle rod that connects the pole to the actual turnbuckle. And then we had the Golden Jets promo against Big Bill and Ricky Starks. And unfortunately, we don't have the Bullet Cast Award for Promo of the Year has wrapped up the nominations, because this definitely should have been in there. If you haven't seen it, this was absolutely god-awful. Worst promo I've ever seen in my life. It was terrible. It was off the rails. Kenny Omega, he basically was like, oh yeah, if Chris Jericho beats me up, who cares? I've been beat up before. When Hangman Page is getting beat up at the end of the show, just completely dousing water all over any type of heat that might be coming from that. So unproductive, so stupid, and not entertaining at all.
Wow. Wow.
Just terrible. Just horrible.
That's
very it was like the very worst of everybody. I mean, well, the very worst of Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. Big Bill and Ricky Starks were perfectly fine, but like Jericho was trying to get over some nicknames that fell completely flat. Kenny was just
What were the nicknames?
What did he said? Both of them had cuss words in it. It was like one was an asshole. One had like tiny dick or something, and the other one, the one that completely fell flat, because I don't think anyone in the audience really knew who this was. Someone said, Big Billy Starks.
I get it.
Yes, as Excalibur plugs her ROH Women's Championship match for Final Battle this coming Friday.
Final Battle's on a Friday.
Yep, and then Collision's on a Saturday. Basically, all three shows, I think, are at the same building, or at least in the same Dallas-Fort Worth area. Well, also, shout out to the Von Erichs. They're on TV today.
What did they do?
Basically, Renee, who was wearing a lovely like one-piece horse pitcher thing, just basically said, how's it to be here in Texas or back in Dallas? And before Kevin could say anything, whatchamacallit.
He got clawed.
He got cut off by Orange Cassidy. He was like, hey, I need some tag team partners, because he had his two boys with him. You guys want a team with me? And so we're going to get the Von Erichs in a tag team match on Rampage.
Okay. Zilla Fatu was backstage at Dynamite, I see.
There you go.
Big Zilla. Could that be the move? I don't know. We'll see.
Stay tuned and find out, everybody.
We will stay tuned and find out. As we're winding down here, Talking, you know, let's, I just want to give a shout out to Nox Pro, man. Shout out to Reno, Black Pearl, and Rikishi, and everybody over there, and my coaches, bro, for allowing me to go over there and compete in their Turmoil Battle Royal. That was dope. I know y'all have seen the clips. What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts?
I was so proud of you.
Just have me go over the top rope. Did you see
it? It was still fun to watch. Yes.
Oh god, and it was something. Brandon, what are your thoughts?
Shout out you. You know, doing the thing. You know, branching out and you know having some matches in front of you know some bigger crowds, and I'm just so proud. He brings a tear to my glass eye.
That battle royal was 35 minutes. I was in there for 25.
Did you have to blow chunks underneath the ring?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good
no.
job.
I was the. I was me and shout out Jaguar Montoya. We were the Iron Men of that thing.
Good I job. Love his gimmick right now.
He's great, man. He's doing great stuff, man. It was a lot of fun, man. I learned a lot. It was some good stuff. Sliced my eyelid open on a turnbuckle. They did it war game style, two rings, but there was a separation in between at a plexiglass platform. Yeah, I took a bump on that. it was an experience. It was a lot of fun. The crowd was into it. Did you guys see the elbow drop? When brother was hanging on the rope, I'm just doing different things. I don't know why I'm doing them. I didn't know what I was doing. It was just a thing that happened.
Just blacked out.
I know, my body hurts. Oh god, it was terrible. All right, lastly, Oasis Pro, Talk to Me Nicely this Saturday, Gilman Brewery. See a lot of your favorites: Loverboy Leo, Starboy Charlie, Beatrice Domino, Brooke Havoc, Slick Sensation, THC. A couple Oasis Pro students making their debut. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man. Pull up, Katie. Will you be in attendance?
I will be there, and so will Miss Mom.
Is there gonna be chili?
I don't think so. Not this time. She's getting over being sick, guys.
Oh, okay. Is she okay? Is she fine?
She'll be fine. I'm making her wear a mask.
Okay. Will you have cookies?
Maybe.
All right. We'll see. But
that wasn't
the
answer he was looking for.
Yeah, right. It's our last show of the year. Pull up Gilman Brewery. It's always a great time. I'm on the call. I believe Poyle's calling with me. Just pull up and find out, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. Back next week with another episode. Also, Bulletcast Awards, the podcast awards. You can vote online. The link is in the bio. We're gonna be doing that. That's gonna be our last show of the year. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man. Just vote. Have you guys voted yet?
I have.
Have you? I haven't.
Yeah, I put the cute little dog gift sticker, and you even liked it.
I need to vote. I haven't voted yet. Oh, man. But, yeah, no, voting ends on the 27th of December, a couple days after Christmas. So you have a couple days after the holidays to get it done before we get into the new year. That is going to be all. Anything else you guys have to say? Anything else you guys want to plug?
Big hugs, tiny kisses.
Yes. Late nights, early mornings. Owana, baby. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. Yes, sir. Everything we did in the time now with the testament. Here is the feeling when we live on the stage. And everything we do, turning the page. Nobody doesn't like us. The feeling when we move, we are excited. Elite podcasting. I know you like it. Yeah, the bullet cast. Feel us. The bullet cast. Feel us. The bullet cast. Feel us. Elite podcasting. We are. The bullet cast now. Feel us. The bullet cast now, fearless. Elite podcasting, no we are. Elite podcasting, no we are.
This has been the Bulletcast. Thank you for listening.